Plain Talk is taped before a live microphone. Hi, welcome to the first episode of Plain Talk, which is spelled either way. I'm Nina Galen. I'll be back in a few minutes to describe what these programs will cover. But first I want you to meet Raga Taj, a bona fide weather freak who will fill you in on the Earth's atmosphere. It was several years ago that I first heard Raga's voice coming from behind some bushes in the English gardens in Bombay. What she said was so real, so human, yet so obscene, that it can't be repeated on the air, unless maybe a whole lot of listeners write in and beg to hear it. I'll tell you the address during the puzzler part of our program, and won't insult you by suggesting you get paper and pencil. Just boot up your notebooks and be ready to copy. From the moment I heard her voice, Raga's persona became a part of mine, my alter but equal ego. I a pilot, she a former airline stewardess. We shared a keen interest in flight, flyers, and weather. Now here's Raga with some plain talk about weather.
Thank you, Nina, I think. Today we'll look at the troposphere, that 7 to 10 mile layer of air surrounding the Earth where most planes fly and most weather happens. Earth's atmosphere, attached by gravity to our spinning planet, spins with it, sometimes faster, sometimes slower, taking its energy from the sun, its movement from the rotation of the Earth. It rises and falls, twists and turns. Above the troposphere lies the stratosphere. Tropo comes from the Greek to turn, strato from the Latin meaning to spread out and just lie there. Between this restless and that relaxed layer of atmosphere is a region called the tropopause, which is not the name of the president's cat. Air, we must constantly be reminded, is an odorless, tasteless, invisible combination of gases, about 21% oxygen and 78% nitrogen. It contains traces of other gases too, but these have little bearing on weather. Now here's Nina with this week's Plain Talk Puzzler. Okay, the puzzler is, why, if the air we breathe is 78% nitrogen and only 21% oxygen, do the little yellow masks that tumble in front of your face in certain high-altitude airline emergencies deliver 100% oxygen? If you know the answer, which is a heck of a lot more interesting than the question, send it immediately to Plain Talk, care of KZUM, 941 O Street, Lincoln, NA, 68508. And if you want to hear Raga repeat her obscene remark on the air, we'll need a lot of letters. Now here's Raga.
Dream on, Nina. Earth's atmosphere has characteristics of an ocean. And why not? Water, too, is made up of gases. Remember H2O, hydrogen and oxygen. Water molecules are found in nature everywhere that air is and has much to do with weather. Like an ocean, air has currents, which are called winds. Air passing over rough terrain like mountains and cities reacts like water, becoming choppy, turbulent, fast, laminary. It flows over mountains down into valleys from highs toward lows, compresses when the flow is restricted, and bursts out faster when released. There's one thing an ocean cannot do that tropospheric air can, and that's rise and rise and rise, which is one reason we have flat oceans and tall clouds. Here's a stunner. Just as air has funnel clouds, so oceans have whirlpools, and so bathtubs have drains down which water swirls. In each instance, the air or water swirls in a counterclockwise direction in the northern hemisphere and clockwise in the southern. This is the Coriolis effect and has to do with the rotation of the Earth. But enough comparing of air and oceans. By now you must be yearning to learn something about air pressure. But for that, you'll have to tune in next week. Thank you, Raga.
I'm not finished. Weather is the magnificent, sublime, and sometimes terrifying manifestation that temperature, pressure, and moisture create as they attempt to achieve some kind of balance, following a veritable lexicon of physical laws all over the surface of our spinning globe.
Raga, as a Hindu, do you believe weather has any higher purpose?
Of course, to rain on your wedding.
That's very interesting. In the weeks to come, Raga and I will explore air masses, weather fronts, high and low pressure systems, and learn why and how each kind of cloud is born. We'll refer to no hurricane by its first name and taste no wine before its time. I'll explain why you shouldn't take up flying unless you can handle the fact that there are three Norths, not counting Oliver, and tell you from personal experience how not to buy a plane, ever, if you're smart. I'll relate my fascinating conversations with Hannah Reich, Hitler's female test pilot, who flew to her Führer's bunker a few days before the fall of Berlin and lived to tell the Nuremberg judges, President Kennedy, and me, her account of what went on in the last week of Hitler's life. You'll learn what it's like to fly with Jonathan Livingston Seagull, Richard Bach, himself, and take trips with me in my small plane to places like Istanbul, Tunisia, and Martha's Vineyard. For Plane Talk, I'm Nina Galen,
and I'm Raga Taj. Be talking to you.